look up and listen now to what I say. Just get an electric guitar and take some time to learn how to play. And when your head's full man and your pants get on, it's gonna be alright. Then it's time to go downtown where the agent man won't let you down. Send your phone to the government if you are waiting there for some plastic as well. And if we could just, if you make the chart, we're gonna take a while. Is it paid for your bitch? Is it paid?
Ξεκινήσαμε σήμερα με το τραγούδι που έκλεινε τότε, το 1967 στο Monterey της Καλιφόρνια, την εμφάνιση του μεγάλου συγκροτήματος των Birds, So You Want To Be A Rock and Roll Star, Ιούνιος 16-17-18 1967, 55 χρόνια πριν το περίφημο φεστιβάλ του Monterey που οδήγησε στα επόμενα φεστιβάλ τις επόμενες χρονιές και δεκαετίες. Ένα συγκρότημα από τη Νέα Υόρκη, το Greenwich Village, εμφανίστηκε εκείνη την ημέρα, την ίδια μέρα με τους Birds. The Blues Project.
Before we get started, we want to officially welcome you to the first of the third, the first of the annual third, the third part of the first annual International Monterey Pop Festival. I'd like to mention, thank you. I'd like to also mention that, not yet. I'd like to mention also my brother couldn't be here tonight because of various reasons. And working with someone else, like you work with your brother, my brother's a straight man, and it's kind of difficult. I kind of find it difficult talking and being with you people because no one's straight here either. So, to get things started, let's give a big hand to one of the real big talents, a fine writer and poet, and everything. One of the little people who makes big music, Mr. Paul Simon. Let's bring him on.
I really didn't want to get into the scene of having one person to introduce another person. So I would like to introduce to you some friends of mine and very talented musicians from New York, the Blues Project.
Ο Πολ Σάιμον ήταν αυτός.
A number that we like to do called kind of a Lower East Side gospel song. And this one is Wake Me, Shake Me.
Hey! Thank you.
Η εμφάνιση ενός από τα σπουδαιότερα συγκροτήματα της πρώτης εποχής, The Blues Project, στο Monterey. Εδώ πια το συγκρότημα τελείωνε, γιατί έφευγαν το ένα μετά το άλλο τα αρχικά μέλη. Έχουμε παίξει τις πρώτες ηχογραφήσεις σε αυτή τη σειρά των εκπομπών πριν από μερικές εβδομάδες. Ας πούμε, Al Cooper έφευγε για να πάει να ηχογραφήσει το πρώτο άλμπουμ και να δημιουργήσει τους Bloodshot and Tears την επόμενη χρονιά, το 68. Και άλλοι όμως, που θα τους αφήσουμε τώρα, γιατί πάμε στην μεγαλειώδη εμφάνιση του Jimi Hendrix στο ίδιο φεστιβάλ. Ο Hendrix, αν και ήταν αρκετά δημοφιλής μέχρι πολύ στην Αγγλία, στην Αμερική δεν είχε φτάσει στην επιτυχία που θα έπρεπε ακόμα. Έτσι, όταν ο Πολ Μακάρτνεϊ προτάθηκε στον Μακάρτνεϊ να είναι στο συμβούλιο των διοργανωτών του Monterey Pop Festival, ο Τζον Φίλιπς ήταν ο άλλος, τα είπαμε στην αρχή, ο Μακάρτνεϊ είπε ότι εγώ θα είμαι σε αυτό το συμβούλιο μόνο εάν παίξει ο Τζίμι Χέντριξ, ο οποίος ήταν άγνωστος στην Αμερική, όπως είπαμε. Επέμενε και η εκφήλωση, όπως είχε πει, θα ήταν ημιτελής χωρίς τον Χέντριξ, που τον είχε αποκαλέσει τον απόλυτο κιθαρίστα. Πέρασε του Μακάρτνεϊ και έτσι ο Χέντριξ εμφανίστηκε στις 18 Ιουνίου του 1967. Αυτός που θα ακούσετε να τον παρουσιάζει είναι ο Brian Jones, που είπε ότι ήταν ο πιο συναρπαστικός ερμηνευτής που είχε ακούσει ποτέ μετά την εμφάνιση που ακολούθησε.
messing around here with your baby brother. Riding the beautiful boat.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience. Ξεκίνησαν με μια γρήγορη εκτέλεση του Killing Floor, τραγούδι του Howling Wolf.
You don't hear no sounds as you hear, but dig this.
Jimi Hendrix Experience. Jimi Hendrix κιθάρα, Noel Redding μπάσο και Mitch Mitchell drums.
Dig, I'll tell you what, let's get down to business, all right? Just give me one second to get down to business. Dig this. I don't want nobody to think I'm, you know, I gotta keep people honest. Dig this. Yeah, I dig, brother. It's really out of sight here. Didn't even rain. No buttons to push. All right, now I'd like to dedicate this song to everybody here with hearts, any kind of hearts and ears. Go something like this here.
Yeah.
So as I said before, it's really groovy. I'd like to bore you for about 6 or 7 minutes and do a little thing. Yeah. Excuse me for a minute. Just let me play my guitar, all right? Right now, with a little thing by Bob Dylan. That's his grandma over there. It's a little thing called Like a Rolling Stone. Once upon a time, you're dressed so fine. Through the bumps of diamond in your prime. Oh, didn't you? People call, say, but where, dog? You're bound to fall. You thought they all. Well, couldn't you? You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Look at you, but now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't, baby, seem so proud. By having to be scrounging, yeah, your name. Lonely, but you know you only used to get juice and air. Nobody here to taught you how to live on the streets, and now you just gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you got to realize he's not selling any alibis. As he stands in the vacuum of his side, and he says, hey baby, would you like to make a drinking, thinking that they got it made. Yeah. Exchanging all precious gifts and things, but you better take your diamond ring. I think you better pawn it, babe. Yes, I know, Mr. Burns, don't worry. You used to be so amused at the pulling and rags and sweet talk daddy, you go to him now, he calls you. You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
look at you like a rolling stone.
Μεταξύ αυτών που έγραψαν όσοι παρακολούθησαν την εμφάνιση του Χέντριξ στο Monterey είναι αυτό το πολύ μικρό και σύντομο κείμενο που σας διαβάσω, που δείχνει ακριβώς τι ήταν για την εποχή του μια τέτοια εμφάνιση, ο Χέντριξ με εκείνα τα εξωτικά ρούχα. Ο Χέντριξ δεν είναι απλά ένα νέο μουσικό ταλέντο. Είναι ένα εντελώς πρωτότυπο όραμα. Δεν μοιάζει με οτιδήποτε άλλο έχουμε ακούσει μέχρι σήμερα. Είτε από τον χώρο της μαύρης μουσικής, είτε από τον χώρο των λευκών συγκροτημάτων. Και τώρα θα ακούσουμε ένα από τα συναρπαστικά τραγούδια του Jimi Hendrix.
Right now we got a song named Wynn Crosby. Thank you very much. We have a song named Wynn Crosby. We got to keep it going real quick. Go something like this. Yeah. Next single here, I hope. Well, after all the checks are in the boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers very. A broom is drearily sweeping off the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. The wind cries very. They turn a blue tomorrow, and the shine of emptiness down on my bed. A tiny island sags downstream, 'cause the life I lived is dead. Songs to do. We have two more songs to do, and we'd like to try to do this Purple Haze, man. I think this is gonna come out the same time. It's gonna be a double A song. Hey, what's happening? Hey, they got some. Hey, yeah, okay then. Hey, hey, man. Go something like this. Here. One, two, I'm happy or in misery. just the end of time. Tell me, baby. I like to say this, you know, before, well, you know, everybody says this, man, but this is something else, man. You're like, it is no big story about you going, you know, we couldn't make it here, so we go to England, and America doesn't like us because, you know, our feet's too big, or we got fat mattresses, and we wear golden underwear. It ain't no scene like that, brother. You know, it's just, dig, man, just, you know, I'm dating around and went to England and pick up these two cats, and now here we are, man. It was so, you know, groovy to come back here this way, you know, and really get a chance to really play, you know? You know, I can sit up here all night and say thank you, thank you, thank you, you know, but this, oh, this right here, just grab you, man, and just, ooh, one of them things, man, you know, one of them scenes. But, Dick, I just can't do that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to sacrifice something right here that I really love, okay? Oh, Rob, thank you very much, Bob Dylan's grandmother. Anyway, I'm going to sacrifice something that I really love, man. This, if don't think I'm silly doing this, you know, because I'm not. I don't think I'm losing my mind. Last night, man. Oh God. Wait a minute. Honestly, wait. Anyway, man. But today, I think it's everything all right, you know. So I'm not losing my mind. This is for everybody here, man. This is the only way I can do it, you know. So we're going to do the English and American combined anthem together, okay? Don't get mad. No. Don't get mad. Everybody, I want everybody to join in too. All right. And don't get mad. This is it, man. There's nothing I can do more, man. This, ooh, look at those beautiful people. God.
Όταν ο Jimi Hendrix έβαλε φωτιά στην κιθάρα του στο Monterey Pop Festival του 67, δημιούργησε τον τέλειο μύθο για το ροκ. Στη συναυλία, εκείνο το βράδυ, στεκόταν ένα 17χρονο αγόρι μπροστά στη σκηνή. Το όνομά του ήταν Ed Karev. Ο Karev δεν είχε ξαναδεί τον Hendrix, ούτε είχε ακούσει τη μουσική του, αλλά είχε μια κάμερα μαζί του και είχε απομείνει ένα πλάνο στο ρολό της ταινίας του. Καθώς ο Hendrix άναβε την κιθάρα, ο Karev τράβηξε μια τελευταία φωτογραφία. Θα γινόταν μια από τις πιο διάσημες εικόνες στο rock and roll. Τεχνική επιμέλεια Βασίλης Νικολόπουλος. Δίπλα μου ήταν ο Δημήτρης Ζουγρής. Ήταν ο Γιάννης Πετρίδης.
come in and suck it to me one time. You move me. Look out. To me one more time again. Oh, shucks, I love you.